I'm with Sarah Gilbody, the winner of the Chief Constable's Community Award, who was awarded the award after her bravery when she came across a car accident. Sarah, can you tell us what happened on the day of the event?
I was travelling home from school. I'm a primary school teacher, and just taking a journey home from school, really, to go and get my little boy, who's at my parents' house, waiting for me. And I came across what I thought was a foggy patch in the road, and it actually looked out to be smoke. And I came across a four-car accident in the middle of the road, really, where one car was in a field, one car was on its roof, unfortunately, and two cars had had a head-on collision. So the ironic thing really was that just sort of 2 weeks prior to that, I'd actually had St John's Ambulance training at school. So I was really prepped up with what I had to do, and just sort of went into sort of robotic mode, really, and everything sort of just sort of kicked in. I remember just sort of shouting and asking somebody for some gloves, which I'd been taught to do. Just sort of, I don't know, it just sort of kicked in. And then really I just sort of went about helping people who'd been injured by the accident. There was quite a lot of people walking about that had got out of vehicles, but they were in shock, obviously in shock, and quite upset. So really I just sort of assessed the situation and went around and administered what first aid I could, really, and just checked that people were comfortable. There was a lady with quite a bad spinal injury at the side of the road. There were people dealing with her, but I just made sure that she was comfortable and warm, and that they were keeping her head still and things like that. But then I also dealt with one of the ladies inside the car who was really, really upset and just needed somebody to talk to, really. I stayed with her the whole time and helped her, because she had actually got facial injuries and things like that as well. So, and then really it was just making sure that people were safe on the road and that people weren't walking around, because there was quite a lot of spilled fuel on the floor. Also, there was quite a lot of debris about on the floor. And then really the police arrived, and As my training had taught me to do, I just sort of again went into robotic mode and sort of recalled all the things that the St John's Ambulance guy told me that you had to say at this point of an incident. So it was really just sort of telling them who was priority, who was walking wounded, who was in shock, who was involved in the incident, what had actually happened. And so really I just sort of relayed all that to one of the officers. And it so happened that one of the officers was one of the parents at school as well. So he was sort of barking orders at me. I'm sure he won't mind me saying. And because he knew that I would just, he sort of knew me and was just, you know, Sarah, come and do this, Sarah, come and hold this head, Sarah, come and do this, Sarah, come and help me get this person on a stretcher. So it was just sort of a bit, hey, woo. But then, I mean, I think the officer at the time didn't really quite realise that she had my little girl in the car with me as well at the time, and she was only 2 years old at the time, so she was sort of quite scared and upset by all the ninos, as she calls them. So yeah, that, you know, that was quite upsetting as well, really. But I think it was only really when I got home did I realise the sort of severity of the incident and how serious it had actually been, and how lucky people were to be alive, to be fair.
Yeah. How does it feel to be recognised with this award tonight?
Well, it was a real shock, to tell you the truth. It was a real bolt out of the blue that I had the award. It's a real honour, but I also feel that in this day and age, it's quite easy for people just to keep driving, just to keep going, and just to think, I'm not going to be involved in that, because it's, you know, the sort of blame society and things like that that are going on. And I think that really on that day, there were so many people helping. Many people asked and stopped, said to me, just give me a job to do. And it was lovely that the human spirit really kicked in, and that people weren't afraid to stop and help. So I think really, like I say, it's a huge honour, but also it just sort of recognises that human spirit, that it's still okay to stop and help.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.